Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Republicans started it.
Well, the Democrats started it.
It is certainly sleazy. It is certainly offensive.
It's kind of a sleazy, underhanded thing to recall a governor.
They're cheating.
They're wasting a bunch of money.
I think there's a good bit of whining on the Republican side.
I think they're being whiny babies.
That's Politics in America. Wisconsin Democratic supporter Jeremy Levinson and Wisconsin Republican supporter Isaac Weiss and their views on how the recall in Wisconsin came to be in the first place. People still talking about that a day or two after the event, the Wisconsin recall election, as a matter of fact, is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown show. We've been on it, if you were listening in the last hour, some of the reviews and yesterday. So let's sort of bring ourselves up to date with this from Fox. Gretchen Carlson and Brian Kilmeade and Steve Ducey talked to Governor Walker himself.
It was a big margin leading up to the election. Many pundits are saying it was going to be close, close, close. But you really won with a wide margin. Could it be that one of the reasons that some of the people who live in union households supported you? 33% of the voters went for you.
In those union houses. No, I think there's no doubt about it. I'm talking to workers here this morning, talked to a lot of manufacturers across the state over the last year and a half, in particular the last couple months in this campaign. And I find at plant after plant, there are construction workers and others in manufacturing who appreciate the fact that we turned our state around. And I think they wanted more of that in the future. They wanted us to go forward.
Governor, I watched you hug your family, your sons, your wife. And to me, that was even a happier governor to win the recall as opposed to the one that won the original election. Am I right?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, my family and our home in Wauwatosa, not just the governor's residence, has been a target over the last year and a half of protesters busted in front of our home. My kids have been targeted on Facebook. They've gone through a lot. You know, I asked for the job. They don't. And so my two boys, who are junior and senior in high school, they've gone through a lot. So for Tonette, Matt, Alex, and I, it was just really kind of nice to have that all passed, and not just for the state, but for our family to be able to move on and move forward. It's a great relief.
Absolutely. Of course, we've been talking a little bit about what's been going on in Wisconsin for about the last year and a half. There are a lot of people across the country, Governor, though, who have not been keeping up on it. For them, if you could encapsulate, what is the moral of the story with gigantic win for you?
Well, I think there's no doubt about it. You know, I've heard for years, not just in state government, but at the local and definitely at the national level, that voters complain, Democrat and Republican alike, complain that politicians get in the office and they're not willing to take on the tough challenges. What we did was inherently about taking on those tough challenges, about taking on the things that not only made it difficult at the state level, but at the local level to balance our budgets. And in doing so, we thought more about that next generation. People like my kids, Matt and Alex, and every other kid and grandkid in our state, we thought more about that generation than just the next election. And I think voters rewarded us for that. They said loudly, not just in Wisconsin, but I think across the country, if you do the right thing, if you make the tough choices, voters will stand with you.
All right, do you agree with that? 800-510-8255. That's Governor Scott Walker. Imagine, though, the reality. If you were in politics or interested in some of the same things that he is, and you have your family inundated with the kind of stuff that he described, that's pretty sick, in fact. Right in the middle of America, rocking the political landscape coast to coast, the Republican governor of Wisconsin surviving the attempt to throw him out of office. I said something yesterday, I think, that was incorrect, or maybe earlier, that he was the only one who's ever faced a recall. That's, of course, not right. The most recent recall attempt was against Arnold Schwarzenegger in California. He took on the unions. He beat the mayor of Milwaukee. It was 53-46%, so what is that, 6-7 percentage points? A lot of taxpayers think he's the hero, and not only there, but in all across America. Matter of fact, there's a not-so-subtle attempt to get him to be the running mate for Mitt Romney. What would you think of that? 800-510-8255. Is that the national implication? The implication that the November elections are going to be a referendum on this sort of thing, because we all know how this race is delineated, Obama and Labor on one side and Romney and the anti-Labor groups on the other side, and there's big money behind both of them. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. Walker's most controversial stand came last year when he and the legislature stripped most bargaining rights away from unions representing government employees. Huge protests. But exit polls of voters showed that more than half of the state agreed with him. So, what's your advice to him on the future? What's your advice to Romney after all of this? If you have a thought on it, help yourself to 800-510-8255. We can go. Let's listen to radio host Robert Rees talking to political analyst Andrew Mathis about the role of money and the unions in this specific recall.
The reason why this recall even occurred in the first place is the unions didn't like what Paul Walker was doing with limiting the power. And that's one thing to focus on, too. He didn't eliminate public unions from Wisconsin.
Well, as a union member, you're right. He certainly did
still have a seat at the table.
He certainly did his best to make them effectively worthless.
They still have a seat at the table.
Okay.
So they still have a voice. It's just their voice doesn't count.
Everybody has a voice.
It doesn't count.
It's just, I mean, every voter has a voice, right? We saw that yesterday. Every voter has a voice. But then if you were to ask everybody, does one vote really have a voice? You know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, the people that have millions of dollars have maybe a little bit louder voice at the table. And I think, you know, honestly, if you look at what happened yesterday, what you really saw was that the voices that really matter in any election, it's becoming more and more so those with the dollars. I mean, you're talking about a gubernatorial recall where, as of last month, the Walker campaign had spent upwards of $50 million.
Yeah.
And the Barrett campaign had spent, I don't know this for sure, but my guess is you're probably going to be pretty close to $100 million total spent on a recall election for a governor. That is just silly money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just silly money. And the funny thing is, if you look at the vote totals, they're pretty much exactly what they were the first time these two guys faced off.
Right.
I mean, the numbers are a little bit higher. The percentages are almost identical.
Yeah, the percentage is still about the same.
The numbers increased a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, everybody has a voice.
Because that's exactly what the argument was, and that's what they kept both kept pushing, is we have to get out and vote.
Yeah.
The Democrats have to get out and vote, and the Republicans going, look, the Democrats are going to come out and vote. We've got to get out and vote for our guy. And that's exactly what happened, is both parties had, I think it was a 13% increase in voting. But it was
identical, basically.
Yeah, it was equal amount. There's 13% more Democrats that came out and 13% more Republicans came out. End results, Walker still won by 9 points.
All right, so that's good, though. In the overview of getting people to come out and vote, that's very good. More people voted, more people expressed themselves, and so there's an incentive, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays forward. I think the Obama people certainly have to be on notice, wouldn't you think? 800-510-8255. As we discuss the Wisconsin recall election, your call's coming up. It's 14 past the hour on today's Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars.
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
The Wisconsin recall election focus currently on the Talk Radio Countdown show. We are reviewing what's on Talk Radio and Talk Television. Here are analysts Paul Begala and David Gergen talking with Anderson Cooper about the recall.
Governor Walker and his crew are to be congratulated. They've done a remarkable thing. This is the most powerful anti-incumbent tide all around the world that I think we've seen in decades, maybe in my lifetime. I mean, you know, the dominant party turned out in France, turned out in Greece, turned out in Britain at the local level. Every incumbent running should be running scared. Governor Walker got a scare, but he hung on, and his team is to be congratulated. Now, having said that, does this have anything to do with the election in 5 months? No. 5 months ago, Newt Gingrich was surging to the lead in the national polls for the Republican Party. 5 months ago, Kim Jong-il was still the dictator in North Korea. 5 months ago, we didn't know who was going to win the Super Bowl. And Wisconsin is a really interesting state. This is an important election for the people who live there, and it's important for the two parties. But it has no predictive capacity for November. Come on, the last Republican to carry Wisconsin in a presidential election was Ronald Reagan. And if anybody thinks Mitt Romney is another Ronald Reagan, I want a case of what you're drinking.
Well, and yeah, David Gergen joined the conversation. All right, I'll let you back in a minute. But as Paul makes that case, David, he certainly can make that case. 5 months is an eternity. The last Republican was Ronald Reagan. And yet we do know in key demographic groups, especially white, blue-collar workers, downscale workers, that the Midwest in particular, older voters also, a key constituency in Wisconsin, they are trending to Republicans in national elections. So the question is, is it trending fast enough for Mitt Romney come November? I think that's an open question tonight, but I would challenge Paul's analysis just a tad, even though I know he's quite smart.
Well, I agree with you, John. Listen, I think there are two implications of this tonight. One is what it does for November, and I think that any serious observer would have to say that a state that looked like it was leaning toward Obama now must be counted as undecided, that anything can happen in Wisconsin and perhaps even in Michigan. But there's a second part of this we haven't talked about at all. This election was centrally about the power of public employee unions. Scott Walker tried to curtail those unions and in the name of trying to balance a budget. And that's when this huge eruption occurred against him. He's one of the Republican governors who's been out on the point on this issue about whether there are excesses in public employee unions in terms of their pension plans or health care plans and so forth. This is a very, very hot issue from New York to California and from New Jersey to Indiana to Ohio to Wisconsin. And this election tonight was well regarded long before by both sides as the second most important election of the year. And here's Scott Walker, I must say, to a surprise, given a year ago it looked like he was going to lose this, tonight to win is a substantial defeat for labor, in public employee unions, and a substantial victory for those who have been trying to curb them.
So that's David Gergen, Paul Begala with John King on Anderson Cooper. My favorite commentators are George Will, Napolitano, and David Gergen. They always make sense. 21 after on the countdown.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the...
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
That's 23 after the hour now. Talk Radio in Review. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the continuing saga of Wisconsin, how that affects the presidential race. Your call is coming up at 800-510-8255. Before we get there, though, let's continue with these caller-driven shows like radio program hosted by Charlie Sykes. Here he talks to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about how the governor there, Mr. Walker, did so well in the recall.
How do you read a result this decisive, 7-point win for Scott Walker after everything that's happened over the last 16 months?
Well, I think you're pointing out sort of the larger picture and the larger point. I would add to that, I think part of the larger significance is the signal it sends to other elected officials. I've been saying this from day one in terms of why this election is so important. The problem here in Washington is almost 1,000 times worse. You saw what the left did in reaction to trying to close up a $1.8 billion a year budget deficit. You know, we're dealing with $1.3 trillion and higher for the last 4 years. It's going to take some real courage. It's going to take some people with some intestinal fortitude here in Washington to start fixing the problem. And the signal that Wisconsin voters sent, and this is why I'm so incredibly proud of being the senator from Wisconsin, is that our citizens sent the signal that, hey, if you acknowledge the problem, if you make the tough decisions, if you take the tough votes, we will stand behind you and we will support you. I cannot overestimate how incredibly important that is for what we're going to have to do to solve our nation's problems. So I am just so incredibly proud of the voters of Wisconsin. It's great.
You know, I've said in the past that there are a lot of Republicans of a different era who it's almost in their DNA, you know, not to be too aggressive, not to make these bold cuts, to be very, very incremental. These are the sort of the old line Republicans who you propose a budget that is maybe, you know, 1% slower growth, but they don't want to do anything about the national debt. They don't want to take on entitlements, and they certainly wouldn't do something like what Scott Walker did by taking on the entrenched special interests in the public employee unions. And they've got to be looking at what's happening now, looking at the success that Paul Ryan's had, looking at the success that Mitch Daniels and Chris Christie are having with the electorate, and going, you know what? Maybe leadership, maybe making tough choices is not politically fatal.
And we're proving that it's not. And so, you know, and I don't want to undermine or underscore, you know, how important, how bold Scott's reforms were, but just point out a couple figures. Yeah. Before Act 10, the total cost of public sector employees' employment was 29% higher than that in the private sector.
Yeah.
After the Act, it's still 22% higher. After the act, the pension benefits for public sector employees are still 4.5 times richer than the private sector, and the health benefits are 2 times richer than private sector. Again, we all want to make sure that everybody can make a good wage and build a good life for themselves or family, but you have to start benchmarking what the public sector does versus the private sector, the taxpayers that foot the bill. And this is an incredibly important step. And no, I think the message really is that, America is hungering for leadership. America is looking for real solutions, and they will reward those individuals, those elected officials, that put forward real solutions and vote for them.
800-510-8255. Here's Craig calling from Georgia into the countdown.
About 27 state legislatures have turned Republican. So there's your trend that's happened. And this is private union greed that people are turning against, not all unions. My union is pretty good, but we've been in bankruptcy 3 times, so we took a no pay raise 2 contracts in a row to keep our jobs. But it's already proved that those people with their benefits make over 80,000 a year, where private sector was making 63,000. That's the inequity people are upset about, that their taxpayers are paying that big a difference. And in California, Jerry Brown is a Democratic governor. He's fixed to have to furlough state union workers because he's $16 billion in debt. So it's fixing to have a rolling effect in every state. The states that are drilling people have a surplus in job growth. North Dakota, Montana, Texas, they have a surplus. Drill pay people. Drill our way to prosperity. That'll do it.
800-510-8255 on the countdown.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete, but when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential with quality ingredients, clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one, Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands with nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
OnlyBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
The Top 10 reviewed every weekend in a three-hour extravaganza called the Talk Radio Weekend Review. This is the Monday through Friday version of that program, a couple of hours every day, hopefully on your station, overviewing a couple of the hot hits of the day, two, three sometimes. Today, certainly, there is a lot of discussion to review from the recall election, 800-510-8255. The win was bad news for Labor, bad news for Obama. Good news for the Republicans, good news for Walker. Is he vice presidential timber? A lot of rumors about Jeb Bush becoming the Mitt Romney choice. That seems to be kind of a foolish way to go, but who knows? 800-510-8255. And what kind of role is the Tea Party playing in all of this? Was the Tea Party significant? Because many of the Tea Party members feel very strongly about unions in the public sector. And so they want smaller government. They want pieces of the pie to be more equal, and they certainly aren't. The public employees get far better benefits than the union members who are non-public employees. So how does the Tea Party factor into this? You may want to shake out a little at 800-510-8255. Before we get back to your calls, let's listen to this excerpt from MSNBC's morning program, Mika Brzezinski and Willie Geist talking to Howard Dean. Man, this ought to be interesting about the money. Harold Ford is in on this conversation as well. The amount of money that poured into Wisconsin for this recall, when you look at the numbers, Wisconsin, Walker raising $30 million, $18 million came from out-of-state donors. He said he's not beholden to the interests from outside Wisconsin, but man, there's a lot of money that came in. And as somebody said earlier, it's silly money. This whole thing is silly. We all know how corrupting money is. Anyway, here are the conversational points from that MSNBC program.
What do you think happened here?
I think part of it was the money. I mean, because of the Supreme Court, you can now spend literally anything you want and not disclose.
Scott Walker got
tons and tons of money from big bucks out of state, people like the Koch brothers, who just clearly want this really right-wing agenda. I don't think that's going to be as much of a factor in the presidential race, because you have an incumbent president who could raise money. And the president actually did really well last night. He was up by 6 or 8 points over Romney in Wisconsin on the same night that Walker was winning. The other issue was that I thought, actually the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel wrote an editorial about this, which was impressive, even though I didn't agree with it, which is basically governors should only be recalled for cause, and you shouldn't put this guy on the recall because you strongly disagree with his right-wing politics. Mm-hmm. I think the voters agreed with that. The only problem is that they may yet have an opportunity to recall him for cause, because there's a huge corruption scandal going on in his campaign, which continues to spread and continues to move upward. So sometime in the next 2 or 3 months, we could actually see another big crisis in Wisconsin governance. But we'll have to see. I think the sad story of the night was the money. Because this is the beginning of the undermining of American democracy, and this is what you see tonight when you see a guy outspend somebody 7-1 with money that nobody knows where it came from.
We got a statement from Richard Trumka, AFL-CIO president. He came out last night and said, tonight working families across the country recognize the courageous journey that nurses, teachers, firefighters, snowplow drivers, and other Wisconsinites led for more than a year. Though a seemingly impossible task, they refused to allow their voices be taken away by an overreaching and partisan governor, whether it was standing in the snow, sleeping in the Capitol, knocking on doors, or simply casting a vote. We admire the heart and soul everyone poured into this effort, and it goes on from there. Harold Ford, Governor Dean makes a good point about Citizens United, but the rules are the same for Republicans and Democrats. So the question is, why couldn't Democrats pull in more money in what was a pivotal race?
You know, it's a good question. It's one that's going to have to be, one that will play out and be answered over the coming months. I look at it a little differently than the governor does. I think the money aspect is important. And was important. But I think at some level, you look at what happened in Ohio when Governor Kasich overreached and uncollected bargaining rights for workers. They put it on the ballot. It was voted down. He lost that, and he repented in many ways and changed his ways. Walker, if you read some of the local news, he pulled back some of his rhetoric a little. He's not quite as divisive as he was a year and a half ago, and you had him on the show and some of the harsh things that he said. And I think a lot of voters retreated to sort of a status quo position, thinking, if I'm working and I'm paying them my retirement and health care, why is it that other workers, including government workers, are not? And believe that as much as they may not like some of what Walker stood for, he made a legitimate point.
800-510-8255. What are the legitimate points here? Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's victory seems pretty decisive. Is it because of the outside money? Is it because of the Koch brothers in Wichita? Is it because the Democrats didn't have enough support? What is it? And what do you think about the side issue of money? Don calls the countdown from Pennsylvania.
This is a victory for Citizens United. It's a victory for the oligarchs that have bankrolled this guy. I mean, they outspent Barrett 10-1 and divide and conquer out of Walker's own mouth. That's what he wanted to do to make it a red state. And so now, you know, now that private unions have been gutted, the public unions are going to be gutted, and then they'll lose their voice. And the important thing there is that when people talk about unions, they ignore all the associations down on K Street that, you know, whether it's the restaurant people or the broadcasters or the manufacturers or whomever. They're basically unions, and they now are going to have the majority of the power. They've had the power, and it's a black day. It's really a black day. Rove is going to be on steroids now with his GPS, and they're talking about raising $300 million. Heck, that'll probably pop up to $400 million. And so it exemplifies how much money has corrupted the system. It's a corrupt system because of the ability to buy politicians. That's what it is.
Yep, I agree with that gentleman 100%. Thank you for your call. So I don't 100% on all the things that you said, but 100% on that last statement that you made. This country has become completely corrupt because of the Citizens United ruling. Outrageous. and unfriendly, even though the speaking of outrageous, the unions have way too much influence and power in the public sector. 800-510-8255. Sounds like, or seems like, Barbara also thinks pretty much the same as Dawn.
I just want to say many Republicans are feeling pretty proud of themselves because last night's win. Well, they shouldn't, because it was won with big money from Citizens United. Last night's decision, the final bastion of the Democratic Party's power, the unions, was blasted away. It should also be pointed out that more than two-thirds of the money amassed on Walker's side that amounted to more than $30 million was from donors outside the state, while more than three-quarters of the money to Barrett, amounting to about $4.2 million, came from donors within the state. Furthermore, there were robocalls made days before the election telling voters they didn't have to vote if they put their names on the recall ballot. Democratic phone lines were blocked at one point, and an email that I received in PA to make final day calls to get out the vote in Wisconsin was the wrong number. It was the vote of the people who have their faith, their interest in big money.
800-510-8255 to Eau Claire, WAYY. John, you're on the countdown next.
You know, Doug, I completely disagree about this election being about money. If you read the Wall Street Journal, or not the Wall Street Journal, the Milwaukee State Journal, you'll find out that most Wisconsinites had their mind made up about this election months ago.
Did you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There was nobody in this state that was undecided. Mm-hmm. We knew the outcome of this election months ago.
So why do you think the news media is twisting it around the way they are?
Because the news media in general is left-wing. They're totally against what this governor's trying to do. This election boiled down to two things. You either wanted what was best for the state as a whole, every single person in this state, or you wanted what was best for a minority, and that was public unions. Every person in this state won with what this governor did, even union members. We saved $4 billion. How is that bad?
Well, it's bad because the state's not going to spend it on the unions, and the unions want them to spend it on them. That's why it's bad.
Now you know why this governor won.
Yep.
The rest
right.
of us are tired of paying for it.
Don't blame you for that, sir. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Here's Lou in Connecticut.
Wisconsin was the start of the public unions. That's where it all started. The Wisconsin public union members, their retirement benefits are 4.5 times as large as Wisconsin residents that work in the private sector. And guess who's paying for that? The private sector employees. Enough is enough. As a matter of fact, 90% of these government workers should be pink-slipped and let them get a job in the real world like everybody else. We should need to cut the size of federal, local, and state governments by 90%. This is so out of control. I live here in Connecticut, and we are being bankrupt by these public unions. They all should be smashed, destroyed, and let them get a job in the real world.
He's an angry guy. 800-510-8255. More of your calls on the recall election in Wisconsin. Who takes the credit? Who deserves the credit? What's next? That's coming up here on The Countdown.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie.
I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands. With nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Hey Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey,
One question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. First Lieutenant David Keith, 7th Infantry Division, U.S. Army.
I was 3 days there, and I'm walking along the ridge, and, well, for some stupid reason, I got up on the ridge itself, and I was walking along in that ridge, and all of a sudden, they started to open up on me. I think it must have been tank rounds, 76 millimeter or something like that, and I dove right into a whole bunch of razor wire, got back over the edge, and went down to the aid station. So I got down there, and everything was so ripped up. He said to me, he said, well, you want me to write you up for Purple Heart? I said, are you crazy? I'm here 3 days, and I get out of it like this. I've got it. I'm going to be here probably a year. There's no way in the world that I'm going to get a Purple Heart for this.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Wisconsin in the focus here with your calls at 800-510-TALK. Scott in Texas wants to be heard.
It is not anti-union. It is anti-public employee union. You continue to state it like it's just a labor versus the rest of us, and it's not. It's just simply not. FDR, the patron saint of the Democrat Party, could see the difference in public and private, and he was absolutely against any public employee unions. They should be abolished across the nation.
Not disagreeing with you at all, sir. I wonder how many people are on the same page with you, or if you disagree, help yourself as time allows. 800-510-8255. Kathleen is a listener in Indiana.
Ever since the 2010 elections and this new Congress that came in with Boehner and the rest of them fools, when did it change that a union became a dirty word? My husband is a 36-year United Steelworker. Okay, we belong to Local 1010. Proud of it, and we're going, our contract's coming up, and it's disgusting how they started off thinking how they're going to treat us. I don't think so. When has it become a dirty word? Do you understand? I don't know where people get this notion. It's because of Karl Rove and big money and money bags knit that when is it a crime that you have to penalize a teacher, a policeman, a fireman, people that are scraping by but actually get up, go out there and protect the people like money bags knit, that the guy wants to be president of the United States, but he's starting off lying to the people when he's got offshore money and offshore tax haven accounts that he won't even admit to, and he wants to protect the taxpayers of this country?
All right. A couple of things there. United Steelworkers, good. Union members that are public employees, bad. I think that's what we're putting all of them together, and I know that a lot of people want to think they're together, but they aren't. Here's George in Ohio.
What happened in Wisconsin is very scary.
I mean, this proves that money can buy an election. Walker and his friends outspent the opposition by 7-1. Tons of money coming in from big business and the wealthy to support his union-busting agenda. And the second point I would like to make is the Republicans keep saying this is about public unions. Don't believe it. Don't fall for that con. This is about lowering the wages and the benefits of all average Americans, all working Americans. They're starting out with the unions, and if they can break the unions, then they can go after everybody else. America better wake up before it's too late.
All right, well, you've been listening to that stuff for years and years and years. Anyway, let's move on in a few moments to the presidential race and some of the rumors floating around of who ought to run with Mr. Romney.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue now our focus on the hot hits in talk radio, political talk radio, the presidential race. Number one, hear from Charlie Rose, conversation which brings around Florida Governor Jeb Bush's name. Rose talking to Bush about the possibility of his becoming Romney's running mate.
You are basically saying what about this conversation about running as the running mate of Mitt Romney?
I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to be asked, and it's not going to happen. That doesn't mean I don't have a voice. Doesn't mean I don't want to enthusiastically support Mitt Romney. I intend to do that. I'm doing it. But I'm not going to be a candidate with him.
Under no circumstances?
Under no circumstances.
So if he comes and asks, you say, sorry, go somewhere else?
Yes.
And he says the country needs you?
He's got a great list of candidates that I'm sure he's thinking about. We have a wealth of talent in the Republican Party. He'll pick somebody that will be very capable to be president and to help him in the election.
Have you made the decision that you do not want to be president?
I've not made that decision, although I think this there's a window of opportunity in life for all sorts of reasons, and this was probably my time. Although I don't know, given kind of what I believe and how I believe it, I'm not sure I would have been successful as a candidate either. These are different times than just 6 years ago when I last ran, or even longer than that.
You know that a lot of people in the party wanted you to run. They thought this was the time for you to run, and that you had the right experience and had the right style to make it successful.
You know, you never know. That's pure speculation. And one thing I know for sure is you don't worry about coulda, woulda. You focus on the things that you can control, and that's what I'm doing.
Interesting. Jeb Bush is probably, of all of the Bushes, maybe the most qualified, but the country is, in the main, tired of the Bushes, I think, mostly because of the last Bush that was president. Here's radio host David Patterson talking about the large number of fundraising trips the president, Mr. Obama, is making, the amount of money he's been raising in his various stops.
President Obama has made 20 fundraising trips to New York. Now, he did do some other things on some of these trips, but there were fundraisers in 20 of his trips. He had 40 fundraisers during these trips that he had. He raised $60 million. That's the 20-40-60 plan. And he raised it for himself and for the Democratic National Committee. He is now at 147 fundraisers, about one every 9.5 days since he's been in office. President Bush, by comparison, had 57 when he runs for his second term, President George W. Bush. President Bill Clinton in 1996, facing his reelection, had only 14. And President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush 41, in 1992, when he faces re-election and eventually loses to Bill Clinton, had 19 fundraisers. And so there's definitely been an uptick in the presidential participation in fundraising. Now, if you look at the fundraising dollars, the way they have magnified, then the uptick in the Obama appearances at fundraisers is not out of line, because the amount of money now going to presidential campaigns has gone from $200 or $300 million to now $700 and $800 million. So that would explain the need to have the candidate actually there when you're having these large amount of fundraisers. In terms of his actual trips to the city, it seems to me like he's here every other day. But in comparing it to other candidates, he actually hasn't been here. I don't know that New York is the place you've got to be. And President Obama says it last night.
We have worked too hard and too long to right the ship and move us in the right direction. We're not going backwards. We're going forwards. That's what we're doing, New York, and we're going to do it with your help.
Yeah, a lot of help. Because as I keep telling you all, 10128 and 10021, those two zip codes practically raise 45% of all the money that's raised in the presidential campaign. So what you've got to understand is, it's like what Willie Sutton said about robbing banks. That's where the money is. That's why the president's in the city that much. And is it that we have just got to limit the amount of money that's being raised? Is it that we have got to discontinue this policy of having the third-party PACs get into the presidential races?
All right, so there we have more food for thought. Money in the campaigns. We've talked about it in Wisconsin. We talk about it nationally. It certainly is a part of the public debate. That's what we focus on here on The Countdown.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the...
Introducing...